Things, been sorting QSL cards here the last few days, trying to get some in line for some awards I'm applying for, but, you know, other than that, not a whole lot, just staying out of trouble. Ran an errand this morning, went out to the grocery store and come back, and now I'm just kind of working around the house here right now.
Well, I've got an errand to run, too, that's why I'm up there right now. Taking the car in to get the oil changed, and I'm going to wait while they do that. So, I don't know. Probably by the time I get there and they do the thing and I get home, it will probably be a couple hours. So, tie up most of the afternoon, but I had one skid that I have with a friend of mine in Birmingham. And we do it on a QPSK 61 or 63. I think 63. Boy, it's fast. A whole lot faster than I can type, I tell you. So I had that this morning. The usual walks with my doggies, which I always enjoy. So, been pretty busy. I was looking at the forecast. It's not even supposed to get down in the 30s. As a matter of fact, it's going to be in the mid-40s and even sometimes in the 50s at night. Sounds like spring is coming really quickly.
And I can deal with that. I like that idea. So, you know, it's always a good thing there. And I'm looking forward to the warmer weather because I am definitely not a cold weather person. And I ran out to the grocery store this morning, got my oil changed not last week but the week before. So I'm good to go on that and pretty much staying around the house here. I had church on Sunday, but other than that, I've been just, you know, either going to the grocery store or staying here around the house, you know.
That's pretty much what I've been doing. But, let's see, I went out to eat Friday. I enjoyed that. Went to the Copper River, and then Lane and I went out to, the Coach House in Simpsonville for breakfast, although we got there late. They serve breakfast all the time, but they don't have a full breakfast menu. But it was good. But that's the first time we've been there for probably over a year. That's one of our favorite places over.
Well, basically, when I've been going out here around here, I go up to the Blue Bay Seafood Restaurant up here because I happen to like their seafood, and I'll go up there after church on Sunday sometimes, and everything. But you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, just trying to get things done, as they say, and pretty much stay in. I've had my first COVID shot, so I get my second one 25th of this month, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
That's good. I know. See, I think I heard you mention one time that you did have COVID, and I was talking to somebody the other day as well, and they were saying that even if you had it, they recommend you go ahead and get the shot. See, it's been almost 2 weeks ago that I had my last shot. So that's one reason we were going out to eat. We just felt comfortable about doing it, whereas before we did not. So we're going to get out and about a little bit more than we were. Anyway, been working some contests. And worked a little bit in the ARL sideband contest. That was a lot of fun. I didn't do a lot in it. I only did it on low bands. It was only after 7 o'clock at night. But I enjoyed it. It was fun just to see what DX was out there.
A bunch of things around the house, and had a couple of nets myself to call, so I didn't get get in the contest, and it was, you know, it's just kind of what it was. I just didn't get there, and was doing a number of other things around here, which trying to catch up on things, as they say. And like I said, I've been sorting QSL cards for a while, trying to get some of those taken back up where I want them, and getting ready to apply for some awards through the Century Club, and we'll go from there and then see what we do, and just try to keep things you know, clean and clear. Like I said, I've been going out a little bit about every other Sunday. I might ride up to Blue Bay, and they pretty well distance everything, and they do a lot of good cleaning up there. I know the folks that own the restaurant, so, and I feel good going there and everything. But yeah, I had the COVID, and then I made the mistake of not waiting the 90 days between having the COVID and then getting the shot, because I got the shot on Thursday the 25th, and everything was fine until about 10:30 that night, and then I felt like I'd been hit with the COVID again.
I guess that's why you have to listen to what they say. Of course, I'm not telling you anything. Yeah, well, over in Sissonville, we have Silver Bay. I think that's by the same owner, I think it is. And if you carry in your church bulletin for that Sunday, then they give you a discount. Do they do the same thing at the, what do you call it, the Blue Bay? Blue Bay? Do they do the same thing there?
No, they don't do it over here. This one over here, all those Silver Bay and Blue Bay and all of those are now owned by separate owners. The brothers, the Greek brothers that owned them all at one time, they had a big falling out, and they sold off all, but I think they still have two of their restaurants. I think the one in Simpsonville still belongs to one of the brothers, and another one down on, right off 26 at the Clinton exit down there, has the one. I think they own that one too. So, but the rest of them, the one here, the one over in Gaffney, a couple other around, have owned individual owners now. So, and these folks used to work for the guy that owned it, and they bought it from him. So they knew the place and everything else. And like I said, I've known them for years and been going to their restaurant for years. So it's good. They, like I said, they're very attentive to everything. So good deal. Now the thing about the COVID not getting the vaccine till beyond 90 days. They first said 30 to 60 days. Then they changed it down to 30 days. And then about time I got the shot, they decided, no, it needs to be back up to 60 to 90 days. So, oh, well, it is what it is. But they say I should come out better on the second one. I shouldn't have a reaction to it like I did for this one. And I'm hoping so. And my sister down in Florida, she got hers, so she's had her first one. And she'll go back later this month and get her second one.
I really didn't have any reactions to either one, so I guess I was fortunate. Now, the lady that gave me my second shot, she pinched my arm and jabbed that needle in there. I thought that needle was going to go to the other side of my arm, and I had a big bruise. It took over 2 weeks for that bruise to go away, but that wasn't the vaccine fault. That was the lady that gave me the injection. I don't know what got into her.
And I've heard, you know, there are people that have problems with the first, people that have problems with the second, people that have no problem at all. So far I haven't heard anybody talk about having problem with both shots, so I'm hoping I'm not the first in that category. But I went over to Costco's where I got my shot, and the pharmacist that was giving the shots, he and I talked for a few minutes and gave me the shot. He very good. I just had a little sore spot for a little bit when I left the rest of my errand. about 10:30. I'm sitting here at the radio, in front of the radio and the computer, about 10:30 Thursday night, and like headache, chills, fever, muscle aches, you know, fatigue, it just all hit me all at once. So anyway, but I got over it and got on to get back. But yep. Well, you gotta have fun. Did you bring some reading material so you'll have something to read while they're doing your oil change?
I have. I've got a couple of Wall Street Journals I need to read. Then I got two QSDs, February and the March. Which I haven't had time to look at either one of those either. I got plenty of reading material.
Good for you. Let me go. I got to take care of a phone call that I'm about to get here in a minute. That guy said he'd call me about 1:45, so let me be available for that. And get on with other things. So we'll talk to you later then. And have a good one, Bill. N4IQ, W2T, 73.
Hey, your computer. Enjoyed the chat. And hope everything goes well with you. I'm probably about 10 minutes away, then I'll be at my destination. Oh, one thing I didn't mention is I got 15 yards of mulch I got to spread. It's my annual spring mulch spreading fest. They bought it yesterday, so I guess I got to get started on it. Maybe I should do something this afternoon when I get home. 73, Steve. W U 2 T N 4 I Q.